G'day and welcome to Ad Nauseam Podcast. Today we're going to talk about the neurological examination of the upper limb. The main resources are Moore's Clinically Oriented Anatomy and Talian O'Connor's Clinical Examination. The main aims of the exam are to differentiate between upper motor neuron and lower motor neuron lesions. Remember, upper motor neuron being brain and spinal cord, hypertonia, pyramidal weakness, hyperreflexia, pronator drift, and lower motor neuron lesions, nerve roots, peripheral nerves, and neuromuscular junction, wasting of fasciculations, hypotonia, and hypo or areflexia. We'll start with general inspection in our examination, swift, scars, wasting, involuntary movements, fasciculations, and tremor. Then pronator drift, looking for a contralateral corticospinal tract lesion, so an upper motor neuron lesion. Then tone, so increased tone, spasticity, a pyramidal lesion, for example, stroke. Rigidity is an extrapyramidal lesion, for example, cogwheeling in Parkinson's, and lead pipe rigidity in neuroleptic malignant syndrome. Decreased tone is in lower motor neuron lesions and cerebellar disease. Moving on to power and myotomes, starting with the shoulder. Shoulder AB duction is deltoid, axillary nerve, and C5. Shoulder AD duction is lat dorsi, thoracodorsal nerve, C6-7. Elbow flexion is biceps, musculocutaneous nerve, C5-6, more 6. Elbow extension is triceps, radial nerve, C7. Wrist extension is the extensors, radial nerve, C6 and 7, more 6. Wrist flexion is mixed, both ulnar and median nerve, C6 and 7, more 7. Finger extension is the extensors, radial nerve, C7. Supination is supinator, radial nerve, C7, C8. Pronation is pronator teres and quad, and median nerve, C8. Finger flexion is FDS median and FDP median and ulnar, C8. Finger AB and AD duction is the interossei ulnar nerve. Thumb AB duction is APL radial and APB median nerve, T1. Reflexes, biceps, musculocutaneous nerve, C5-6. Supinator or brachioradialis is radial nerve, C5-6. And triceps is radial nerve, C7. For sensation, light touch, dorsal columns and spinothalamic tracts, pinprick, spinothalamic tracts, vibration and joint proprioception of both dorsal columns. For the dermatomes, C4 shoulder tip, C5 lateral arm over the military patch, axillary nerve, C6 is lateral forearm, lateral cutaneous nerve of the forearm, C6 plus is the anatomical snuff box, and that's radial nerve, C7 is the middle finger, median nerve, C8 little finger, ulnar nerve, T1 is the medial arm, both medial cutaneous nerve of the arm and medial cutaneous nerve of the forearm. For coordination, we're doing both finger-nose and rapid supination pronation, looking for dysmetria and dysdiadochokinesis, indicative of cerebellar pathology. To assess for upper limb peripheral neuropathies, we can use the rock, paper, scissor and AOK movements. Rock being predominantly median nerve, weakness being poor grip strength, also examining the sensation over the index and middle fingers. Paper is radial nerve, deficit being a wrist drop, also examining the snuff box sensation. Ulnar nerve being scissors, claw hand being the deficit, and sensation being the little finger. And AOK being the anterior interosseous nerve branch of the median nerve. An axillary neuropathy is evidenced by shoulder AB duction weakness and sensory loss over the insertion of deltoid or the military patch. Okay, that was the neurological examination of the upper limb. Thanks for listening.